So what's going on, James? They say you're finished.
What do you think?
I think you're just getting started.
Magnificent, isn't she? 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. A few little tricks up her sleeve.
Do one more thing for me.
What do you have in mind?
Make me disappear.
Yes, Jimmy Bond is very much back. Let me speak to Robert Ryan, who's a leading James Bond expert. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
Robert, you've been studying, following, interacting with Bond for a considerable time. Just tell me a bit about your own background.
Well, in terms of James Bond, I'm an author as well. And I always say that if anyone who writes thrillers like I do, there are two long shadows cast across, you know, when you're writing, at your shoulder, really. And one is Sherlock Holmes and the other is James Bond. And it's interesting, they've both got this incredible longevity. We just seem to be endlessly fascinated with both of them. But of course, right now it's Bond's turn because there's a bit of Bond fever. I don't know about you, but I've seen the film and my pulse still started racing then when you played that clip.
That's interesting because I have to be honest, I watch James Bond on a Sunday afternoon on UTV when they churn them out years later. I went once to the premiere of a James Bond film here in Belfast, and I arrived at the event and someone phoned me with a suggestion about something linked to football, and I didn't actually go in. I went on to the football event, and you know, it doesn't get me by the lapels. Having said that, there's such hype. There's no other product that would get the free ad that I've just played for it there with the trailer from the film. Explain to me, first of all, why Spectre. I want to let's see if I can get this. I think I have this clip that I noticed earlier today. I think this is the right one. Have a listen to this. This is from Russia with Love.
Siamese fighting fish. Fascinating creatures. Brave, but on the whole, stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
Then, like Spectre, he strikes. That line's in that film. Explain Spectre to me.
Spectre's disappeared for a while from the sort of Bond legend. It was the standard organisation which, you know, if you're a spy in the 60s, there was always an organisation you fought, like the Man from U.N.C.L.E. fought Thrush. Bond had to fight this international conspiracy called Spectre. And for various reasons, the scriptwriters dropped it of late. And to Bond fans, it's quite an excitement, the thought that Spectre is going to return. Does that mean that the man with the white cat's going to return as well? You know, which is the other famous iconic scene. But what's interesting about Spectre and Sam Mendes, if you're a Bond fan, which I take it you're not that much of an aficionado, but if you're really followed the whole sequence of events, Sam Mendes in this film has taken all the iconic elements and sort of rebooted, reinvented them. So, for instance, Bond and skiing go together, Bond and snow. You think of Honor Majesty's Secret Service, which is a very underrated film, I think. Well, they've gone to the Tyrol now, to a resort called Solden, which is the sort of resort that Ian Fleming actually used to go to as a young man. And they've done some absolutely spectacular sequences. And, you know, if you like Bond, what you want from Bond is Bond in peril in a spectacular setting. And, you know, Mendes has done that in this little alpine village. And although very cleverly, he hasn't gone back and tried to do all the skiing scenes or the bobsleighing scenes. It's something completely new. And I can't give it away because it would be a spoiler. But, Bond is also, you know, fantastic buildings and settings. And there's a restaurant on top of this mountain in Solden, which is going to take your breath away.
You reckon it's as good as any Bond you've seen?
Oh, you know, we have arguments about this all the time. I once had a long night with Chris Blackwell, who was actually a runner on Dr. No. He now owns Goldeneye, the resort in Jamaica. And we, you know, figuratively arm wrestled over it. I think it's right up that, obviously, this was not about Spectre. He rates From Russia with Love as number one. I rated Goldfinger. I think of the new, you know, the Daniel Craig ones, I think this is well up there because it recaptures the old globe-trotting element of Bond, which you think now we might be a bit jaded by because we all fly off on budget airlines everywhere. But Mendes has managed to go from, you know, Mexico City to Rome to this village of Solden in the Alps. And you do go, wow, when you see these places.
Obviously, originally Fleming's idea, but you must be praising the great writers of today who recreate the Bond image and make it relevant to 2015.
Oh, I think they've actually done a great job. Yes, there's four writers on this one, in fact, they have actually gone back to what they've done is gone back to some of Fleming's original ideas. I personally think that that Bond was born in the Tyrol, in the Austria. That's where he belongs. Fleming went out there in disgrace. He'd had a bit of a scandal at Sandhurst. His parents sent him out. His mother, who's quite a formidable woman, and he stayed with the people who ran a school, the Forbes Dennises. Ernan Forbes Dennis was actually the passport control officer in Vienna. Now, for those who speak spy, a passport control officer is actually head of MI6 station. And Phyllis was an author. So Fleming spent all this time in the Tyrol and the Austrian mountains with an author and a spy. And, you know, that really set his career off, and that gave us Bond. So I contend that Bond was born in the Tyrol.
It's a good point, well made, and I love the idea of people speaking spy, Robert. The other thing, do we still have a sexist theme going on in Bond, or has that long and truly been buried? It didn't seem to be very much to the fore. Which one was set in Vienna? I went on a holiday, a short trip to, not Vienna, Venice. I went on a short trip to Venice not so very long ago, and I came home on the flight and I arrived into the house and there was a Bond film on, and it was all happening in, is it St. Mark's Square? Which one is that?
Well, there's two. Venice has appeared at least twice. From Russia with Love, where they're on the boat at the end. There's been a fantastic...
But the Daniel Craig one.
And the Daniel Craig one's Casino Royale, where they blow up a building. They managed to demolish part of something on the Grand Canal.
Yeah, but what I noticed about that one compared to the golden image of Pussy Galore and Plenty of Tool, there was no sexist stuff in it at all.
No, but Bond, like Fleming, when he was in Austria, you know, had a reputation as a ladies' man, and it definitely came through in Bond. I think that they've toned it down, but there are still beautiful. Monica Bellucci is in Spectre, for instance.
She's a girl of her right age, isn't she?
Well, you know, that's a sexist thing to say, isn't it?
But she is. That's a compliment.
She is a beautiful woman and looks beautiful in the film. But I think, yes, I think that the days of the sexist quips are over. And I think what's very clever in Spectre is that the humour is a lot less crude and a lot more subtle than it used to be with the famous Roger Moore raised eyebrow.
Tell me, do you think it's appropriate for modern-day broadcasters to be showing the Honour Blackmans of this world on Sunday afternoon with the character name that she had in James Bond?
I think that we are far more sophisticated as viewers than people often give us credit for, and we know when something is an anachronism. We can listen to George Formby with all the innuendos in that, things from a past era, and see that they were of their time. I don't think, my own children, when they watch James Bond, actually sort of, you know, laugh at it in some ways, those elements of it. Because it's just, you know, it's dated. It's what we were then.
It is pretty pathetic,
very, very
really,
hard.
Isn't it?
It's very hard to go back and, you know, completely bowdlerize something from before and put it into modern day sensibilities, I think.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it is appropriate indeed to show it. I've raised this many times before in conversation. Even the likes of, what is that programme called that has Mrs. Slocum in it? I just wonder if that comedy should be shown in 2015. But to get back to Spectre, gadgets, many of them. What's exciting there on the gadget table?
Gadgets do reappear, in actual fact, but not on a grand scale. I mean, we're not back at the sort of you know, the car that will become a submarine and so on. There are nods to the beauty, you know, the DB5, which is still my favourite piece of James Bond kit. And there are nods to the classic watches that Pierce Brosnan used to have. But the real spectacle in that, I mean, there is one sequence going down the mountain in this village of Solden, in the Tyrol, which for anyone expecting James Bond to be skiing will be a real eye-opener. It's more spectacle than gadgets. The gadgets have a little bit of guest spot, if you like. Again, as you were saying, the way they reimagined James Bond for the modern audience, I think it's more a nod to the past than anything else.
Well, Robert, you obviously loved it, and people will be queuing up to see it, and no doubt it'll be another billion-dollar movie, as it tends to be a billion-dollar industry. Now, continued success with the writing and all of that,
thank
and
you.
Thanks for your analysis.
Can I just say, though, if anyone wants to see that, where those spectacular sequences are filmed, if they go to Solden.com, it actually shows some of the wonderful scenery that they used.
Oh, lovely stuff. But you're promoting Solden, and we were promoting the Wooden Floor Company in Belfast yesterday because their floors are in one of the scenes.
I'll tell you what, the restaurant in Solden has a lovely wooden floor.
Maybe that's from the Wooden Floor Company.
It could be.
Robert, good speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert Ryan.